We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra McNeil, and joining me today is Dr. Jonice Webb, a Boston therapist who has written a book called Running on Empty, Overcoming Your Childhood Emotional Neglect. And Dr. Webb, what's very interesting is that a lot of people are suffering from something that they don't even know that they think is just them, right? That it's what didn't happen instead of what did happen to them in childhood.
Yes, exactly.
So tell me what didn't happen.
What didn't happen is that it's something that's very easy to miss because children don't even know that they should have it. Parents are supposed to, what children need their parents to do is to notice and respond to their feelings. But there are a huge number of parents who don't realize this because they didn't grow up with their own feelings noticed and responded to and validated by their parents. But when you grow up without this, it actually has a tremendous effect on you that plays out throughout your entire life as an adult.
And let's talk about some of the symptoms people are suffering with.
When you grow up with your feelings unvalidated, you receive this usually unspoken but powerful message that your feelings, your emotions, don't matter. Either don't matter or are unwelcome or are a sign of weakness. And depending on the particular messages that you get as a child, you end up pushing your feelings down in a way because you feel like they're either a burden or they're unnecessary or irrelevant. And you kind of wall off your feelings just to get by in your childhood home. But as an adult, we need to have access to our feelings because they are the source that drives us, that motivates us, and connects us with other people. And so as an adult, if your feelings are pushed away, it leaves you feeling deep down like something is missing. You don't know what it is, but you just feel somehow different than other people, a little incomplete. Sometimes people feel empty, kind of alone, disconnected, and it makes it hard to feel fulfilled as an adult because you're not connected with your own emotions, which should be telling you what you need, what you want, and you would be following those if you were connected properly. So it's just kind of a feeling of being disconnected. And another big thing that results is not having enough of the emotion skills, understanding your own feelings and other people's feelings. And that's all part of emotional intelligence, which we now know is very important for happiness and success in the world.
Absolutely. And I wrote to my email that your book was life-changing for me.
It's amazing to me how often I see it. And, it is tremendously important because so many people are unaware that they even have joy. They're unaware that they like something. They're unaware that they feel badly when they don't get certain things. And when you're so out of touch with yourself, it's really hard to make things happen for yourself. How do you know what to pursue if you don't know what makes you happy? How do you know what to avoid if you don't know what makes you feel bored or unhappy or hurt? And, there's a whole, it falls on a continuum. Different people have this to different degrees, but in its most extreme form, you can end up just feeling quite lost in your life and not really having what you want and need and wondering, how did I get here? I don't get this. What happened?
I mean, how common do you think it is?
I wish I had some statistics, but just based on my experience, I think it's really very common, like maybe 20 to 30% of the population. But that is, I just want to stress, that is not based on science. It's based on my assessment myself.
the cure, if you want to call it that, or the way to become happier in your life is sort of reparenting yourself. And it kind of fits in with this whole trend toward mindfulness, just being aware of what you're feeling. And I know I'm running into people who just can't access that. So what happens when you can't access what you're feeling? Is there any trick to get in touch with that?
This is why I devised a couple of tricks, actually. The most helpful one is a mindfulness technique that is described in my book, Running on Empty, Overcome Your Childhood Emotional Neglect. And in it, it describes in detail how you sit with yourself, you turn your attention inward, close your eyes, and tune into your body and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? And when you have childhood emotional neglect, and it's more, moderate to severe form, you may come up with nothing because you'll just feel like you don't have any feelings. But what I always tell people is what I've found to be very, very true, that's just because you have this wall in place that's blocking your feelings off. But every time you do that exercise, even if you don't experience a feeling, you're breaking a little chip out of that wall. So you just have to keep doing it. Just keep trying to figure out, try to feel what you feel, and eventually you will break through that wall and you'll start to have feelings. For some people it happens very quickly. For other people they have to really work at it, and they're tempted to give up, but never give up because those feelings are there and you can get to them if you keep doing that exercise.
I thought, I'll never feel it. And so I started with, I don't know what I'm feeling. What are you feeling? I don't know what I'm feeling. And you're right, it did. I think it was pretty quickly that it broke down and I actually knew. And the things that are coming up are incredible because it's things from your childhood that you don't even know that you remember.
Yes. Yes. Good for you. I love hearing stories like that. And I cannot tell you how many I've heard. And that's how I know that this works. I've worked with so many emotionally neglected clients in my office. It's almost exclusively what I work with now. And I also have an online CEN recovery program. So I talk to those folks every couple of weeks on Q&A calls, and I hear these stories all the time. So I know how effective it is.
And generally, I feel like when you're overreacting to things, it does tie back to something that you stuffed away from childhood, right? It's like an emotional, I know triggering has been kind of co-opted, but it's an emotional flashback, right? Pretty much.
Oh, yes, yes. That happens very, very often. And that's the thing about walled off feelings is they actually have a lot of power over you. And because they're walled off, they don't go away. They just sit there. And then they get touched off by things in your current life that can make you feel much more extremely that makes any sense to you or the people around you, because it's old feelings attached to a current event. And that, I'm so glad you brought this up because it's so important. I just want everyone to understand that feelings are powerful, but they are just feelings and they can be managed. And so once you allow yourself to feel feelings that have been walled off and you sort of process them and consider them and try to figure out what they are and what they mean, where they came from, that takes their power away. And then you can start to sort out when you have a feeling as an adult that seems excessive or doesn't make sense. You can start to go back and think, oh, I know why I'm reacting this way. And then things start to make a lot more sense to you. And it also helps your relationships because you're not having such extreme inexplicable feelings anymore.
And why is it, though, that the sadness and anger seem to be the emotions that do come through?
I think
and especially anger, right?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Men tend to have more anger and women tend to have more sadness. But, you know, that's also, you know, certainly not clear lines by any stretch because both genders have plenty of both. I don't know. That's a good question.
Because it seems like people have a wall up, but they still, you know, can feel depression or sadness and they still get angry, even though they have that wall for everything else.
Yeah, I think that it's the most powerful feelings that get through the wall. So maybe those are the two feelings that tend to gain the most power, and then they can break through better.
What is the timeline, do you think, for recovery? Is this an ongoing reparenting yourself for the rest of your life type thing?
That's a really tough question to answer because human beings are so very variable. So it's really different for different people. Some people have an aha experience. As soon as they understand what's wrong, they attack it, and they start feeling better right away. Other people, it takes much longer. And also, recovery happens at different levels. So you may be that person that gets that immediate relief, and then you end up going back and doing the work again at a deeper level. So, you know, I think it's kind of an ongoing thing, but it comes and goes, and you have, you know, you might plateau for a while, and then suddenly you either come up against another problem that tells you you need to do some more work, or, you know, you also have incremental improvements where you notice that you're just different. So that's the great part of it. I think you have to be ready. I'm not sure what makes people ready, but I think it's when they get really, for lack of a better term, fed up. And, you know, when you're busy and you're not really thinking about yourself, and this is part of what's hard about emotional neglect, is that it sort of teaches you to neglect yourself. So getting people who neglect themselves to read a book about neglecting yourself is sort of a contradiction in terms. It's really hard to do.
That is a great point, right? And that's why it ties in with codependence too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Being too focused on other people, not enough on yourself, that's codependence. And I think a lot of people who are codependent, it's because they have emotional neglect.
It was something so profound that you sent in the newsletter, or the things you send out by email, which was that people who are the least guilty tend to feel the most guilt. Why is that?
Yeah, I think there's something about that message of emotional neglect that tells you that there's something when it's sort of like being treated like your right arm doesn't exist, and it makes you feel like something is wrong with you because you have these feelings, but people around you are pretending like you don't and or shouldn't. And so it just makes you feel somehow flawed, and that leads you to feel responsible for things that you're not responsible for, and to be over-focused on other people and other people's needs and under-focused on your own. And you put all of those factors together, and it makes you very guilt-prone. So people who grow up with emotional neglect tend to take too much responsibility for things they're not responsible for and feel guilty. And believe me when I say, they're typically the people who should feel the least guilty in this world, because they're the ones who have been neglected, and yet they're stuck with all the guilt. It bothers me every day, because I talk to people every day who have this guilt.
Do you think this is more common now, or it's always been there and it's just we've never recognized it? Because I know these are people who haven't really been helped much by therapy, right?
Yeah, yep. I see people all the time who say, I've seen several therapists. They've helped, you know, each one helped me, but I still feel like I had this thing wrong. And that's why I'm out trying to train therapists as well, so that they can take this on directly with their clients. I would like people to know that if they think it's possible, if they want to know if they have childhood emotional neglect, because it can be so invisible and hard to know if you have it, they can go to my website, emotionalneglect.com, and take the emotional neglect questionnaire, which I specially designed for that. It's free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.